Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Good morning, Commissioner. How are you?
Well, it's the post-COVID reality that I realized I don't know who's used these headphones before me.
Yes.
And I go around, I don't know how many interviews, and the notion of having this, like,
Thought about that. You know, we were talking about you and that Trey Schaap is, I think, downstairs getting breakfast, but he brought up the point. He said, you have every year you try to visit with every radio station that asks you to be on, or every media group.
And that's, I do a bunch, yeah. I was asked about transparency on Monday. I'm like, I'm here answering your questions.
That's right,
I don't know how much more transparent I can be.
And I think, did Mike Slive do that as well? I remember that obviously Catherine has been handling these for years, and so – yeah, every person, y'all, that goes up to Catherine and said, can we get the commissioner on? She gets out her calendar and plugs it in.
She keeps stats. We could probably go back and see, like, what was the peak volume of interviews.
Probably so. She does a great job in getting you with everybody and taking the time to do it. We appreciate you doing it with us, too. Let's go ahead and dive in real quick. A couple things. You got some new coaches here.
I think
six new coaches. One of them is from Arkansas. Do you ever visit with new coaches? Do you ever have one-on-one and say, hey, listen, this is way I would, advice-wise or input-wise for the new coaches?
We'll typically have an individual conversation at some point. Yeah. So when they're hired, it's like peak of activity. And I don't want to bother them at that point. We gather in early February for a meeting with head coaches now and athletics directors in New Orleans, and so we're able to spend some time there. So that's a chance for personal interaction. Destin, not so much in person. We do spend time, but there's so much going on for me. And then we'll visit here, and I respect their time. They've got plenty to do, particularly in their first year. And then during the season, I'll go around to games and say hello and chat a little bit.
Impressions of Ryan Silverfield so far, the time you have been able to be around him?
You know, positive. A lot of energy, and respect the way that right after being hired, was like fully engaged in recruiting, had some guys kind of change decisions that seemed important for the program to build momentum. He's got a track record of success. And so, you're not going to light the world on fire in the first moment. This is a process of building, and expectations are high, and he's embraced the challenge. And, we were on the shuttle bus talking just about his background and the activity. This was back in February since he'd been hired, and very steady, very clear vision, and the right kind of attitude and energy to lead a program.
We'll have him on the show here tomorrow at 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern, plus a special guest. I haven't told you who's going to be coming by and hanging out here.
Bono?
It's close to that as far as star power. We'll visit with after you get off the air here, and I'll tell you who's coming by. Another big news at Arkansas, we've got a new stadium name, Community America Razorback Stadium. A big deal financially. I think the SEC has two. No, Kentucky has Kroger.
Right.
What do you think about those? And you'd like to see those with more stadiums, or you just see obviously a great way for revenue?
I grew up outside Syracuse, New York.
Yeah.
And the Carrier Dome was built, so became accustomed to those entitlements early. I'm neutral on it. There are probably places where it works for various reasons, and probably some folks who won't go in that direction. But it's a neutral piece to me. I think Kentucky, I don't know if they titled, I think they titled the Rupp facility as well with a bank. And, Florida just up the road has a title sponsor attached to its basketball arena. So that's reality. I'm going through things now, Colonial Life Arena, South Carolina. So it happens, and that's one of those independent decisions a university can make for itself.
The other is, I don't know how many schools, you probably know, Commissioner, how many schools also have the patch, I think Arkansas is going to have Tyson Foods,
right.
And so that's another way, something that we, 10 years ago never saw coming, but that's the nature of college sports today.
We talked about it for a while. I think LSU announced one
really
early, even before the policy was adopted to permit the patch presence. I think that's one of those university decisions where some will do it probably, well, obviously now, and others may not ever choose to do that, or will be very particular in how it's approached. But obviously the relationship with Tyson Foods is strong and significant on the campus and in the community and across the state. So everybody's going to try to find those right opportunities, it seems.
If you just joined the show, we're visiting with the SEC Commissioner, Greg Sankey. Great to have you at the Touchdown Club last year, by the way. We really appreciate that. And I think we've done that. Our Touchdown Club's been around 20 years, 22 years, and about every 5 years, I think. You've made two trips
I
now.
Have,
we
yeah.
appreciate it. Very proud of our.
I've been in the Chamber of Commerce as well.
Yeah, that's right.
So I made a
yeah.
few trips to Little Rock. I will tell you, after that, I went to a lotion.
Oh, very nice.
I can't say how enjoyable that afternoon was.
That's right. I forgot it was your first time.
It was a beautiful day, if you remember, in early November.
Yeah.
Denver Peacock hosted me, and just like a spectacular venue. The accommodations, the hospitality, the attitude of everyone you encountered.
Well, Warren Stevens, you know, obviously the Stevens family is associated with Augusta, and you have the feel of Augusta out there, although, you know, Augusta doesn't have the elevation.
Views.
Yeah, the views.
I don't know what I'm allowed to say. Augusta National, but that vibe, I don't know if that, you can use that word to describe it, but just the feel was so special. Like, I have bragged on that to all of my people that have played every place. Like, if you haven't played a lotion, I don't know who you have as a friend that can provide you access, but that is really a special experience. It was great to visit with the quarterback club. We had a little bit of a penalty controversy.
Oh, that's right. You know, I talked about that yesterday, Roger. Remember?
Yep.
I said I couldn't remember what it was, but I said I brought it up to you, and you were like, "Yep, our guys make mistakes sometimes." Do you remember what the controversy was?
It was like 18 penalties.
Oh, that's what it was. That's what it was. Yeah, it was a little imbalanced.
And there were a couple things that happened where you're like, "Wow, that." By comparison, that
but you were honest. You said, "Hey, listen, our guys don't always get it."
It's a hard role, and we just went through a 3-day clinic with officials. We have, you know, officials rotate off for different reasons. Officials come in, they'll go out to preseason practice, and you're asking people to make instant judgments in a dynamic situation and always be right. And we have replay that I think should be expanded, and I sought that permission from the rules committee. I think our coaches should be part of a challenge environment. We do that in every other sport, but when we created this in football in 2000, whatever it was, 10, 8, 9, you know, the mentality wasn't there. So I think the technology has to be allowed to adapt to the expectations, because our motivation is to get it right.
Yeah.
And you're not going to be perfect. I think the World Cup that has this video assist review system showed you don't always get
that's
it
right.
You know, the irony in, like, watching World Cup is you step on somebody's foot and you get a red card, you get ejected and suspended for the next game, right?
Yeah.
Stepping on their foot.
Yeah.
I mean, you blow somebody's head with a helmet,
right,
and people are mad about it.
I know.
Looking at this saying, well, he kicked them in the shins, and he got kicked out for that.
Yeah, you're right about it. It just goes to show you, even with video there in the world's biggest sport, you can get it wrong.
Yeah.
So, yeah. The I've just joined the show Vision with Greg Sankey. I did want to ask, you've talked about it forever now, lately, about the piece of legislation that's in Congress now trying to help out the college sports. I was going to ask, if you had to lace money on it, which I don't know if you're a gambling man or not, do you think this is going to happen? Do you think it will ultimately happen that Congress will be able to pass a bill?
I was asked yesterday, so I said I'm not going on like Kelce because I don't have a Kelce account in placing any money on yes or no. I think our obligation is to work through the process. So last night I'm on the phone at 9:30 at night. I turned the phone off for this interview. I have no doubt when I get back on already, we'll have communication. So the amount of attention and energy being devoted to trying to help craft a solution, I think, is really important. You know, I would have preferred something very focused. We have media rights in there, football scheduling, and what's called Title II. I think the Title I elements are helpful. They have to be tailored to the needs, not to, like, what everybody kind of thinks happens. It's what actually happens. And we've tried to provide, we've not tried, we have provided what I call common sense feedback. 7 points in the first section of the bill, 3 in the second section of the bill that make this helpful for everyone, these changes. And I'm encouraged by the effort, but there's no way I'm putting money on one side or the other.
Well, listen, you know, if you'd have said 10 years ago, hey, listen, in the future, if this thing's good, we're going to need Congress to help get things straightened out, you'd have said, no.
Well, David, it's interesting because my first meeting with our presidents and chancellors when I was hired in October 2015, I said, I believe we need a government relations firm in D.C. Not because we have needs, but if you look long term, we will need to have relationships, whether it's hearings or tax issues. And that was prophetic. Now, we waited like 4 years until there was a name, image, and likeness bill adopted in California. And then our presidents quickly authorized me to form the relationship. I'd love to have those 4 years back 10 years ago to build the relationships. But we've been at it for 6 years. I was up in D.C., I think now 3 weeks ago for 2 days. I'm certain to be back. And I remember when I used to go to D.C. to tour the Smithsonian's and go to the top of the Washington Monument, and I long for those days.
That's right, yes. It was more enjoyable than what you're doing now. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Trey Schaap joins us now. Trey didn't know. Listen, yeah, sorry, man. The commission walked up early.
Yeah.
He brought his own headset. Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
Trey's out foraging.
Yeah, he brought us a breakfast. So sorry about that.
He's
buddy.
The hunter gatherer in the group.
He is.
I was up having to, you know, I got to take care of David.
Commish. Yes. So
a strapping young lad.
We've got a guy too. Before we play Beat the Baz or name that tune, I want to tell you about the person we have back in the studio. His name is Craig O'Neill. He's a legendary radio guy in Arkansas. He's retired, but he comes on with us once a week. I had some of the greatest pranks back in the 80s and 90s.
Oh, yes.
Back when you could prank people, and he would be on the air. Has he been pranked? Oh, you're a prankster, too.
Well, I was on with The Ticket out of Dallas.
Yes.
So I lived in Dallas when they first went on the air. And I would drive to work some days listening in the morning to some of their pranks with tears in my eyes, like wondering if I was going to drive off the road. I was laughing so hard.
This is Craig.
I'll give you an example of one. He calls Texas's AD and says,
current AD?
No.
This was back in the 90s. And he said, hey, we're painting the field at War Memorial, and we've made a mistake. It is instead of Texas, it says Tex-ass. We've added one extra S. And the guy said, we can't change it. He said, you are going to change it. And, I mean, Craig, that was a great one.
Yeah, something about whelps and stuff.
Yeah.
They try to change
the
it.
The other one, he calls Alabama, and he calls the
I don't think I can laugh at these.
Yeah, you can.
He
calls the associate AD, and he said, hey, listen, I've got the prayer. I'm the preacher that's going to be giving the prayer. I just want to go over it with you to make sure you're fine with it. Of course, it's all heavy Arkansas, and the AD said, that's not going to work, preacher. I mean, Craig, I wanted to give you that credit in front of Commissioner Sankey, because you were one of the best in the country at doing
and this
that.
Is this is a terrible thing to confess. Right now I'm thinking, how could I prank him?
Yeah.
What could I do?
I was on with The Ticket. One of the times I drove in, the guy, Gordon Keith, did this impression of Norm Hitzkus. He's a longtime Dallas radio. And he calls Dale Hansen.
Yeah.
So
they
make Norm Hitzkus and says, well, we have to share a room at Cowboys training camp because the hotels are all booked. And it is so uncomfortable.
Okay.
Well, 2 days later, I get a voicemail from Norm Hitzkus, legitimately, about somebody he was serving as a job reference for. And I'm like, there's no way I'm returning that call because this is absolutely a prank.
That's right. Catherine's pretty good. She could probably make sure nobody could prank the commissioner.
The guy in my office, Charlie Hussey, you have to watch out for.
He's a good one, I like the one that Craig did where he called the director of the Texas A&M Marching Band as a sheik that he was having a wedding for his daughter, and he wanted to hire the Texas A&M band to come and play, but they had a football game that weekend. But he was like, whatever it costs, I'll pay you.
Oh, yeah, and when I quoted how much we were going to pay him, he changed real quick. Went 180. He went 180. In NIL days, man, that would really work.
So before we let you go, we do this every year. You were kind enough, I asked you to send me your top 10 songs that if you had a summer playlist.
That out there. You should have warned me because then I'm taking incoming from some people I know in various bands. Like, how come they're not on?
I did think it was interesting that you went of the 10, five of those were for songs were with two bands, U2 and Huey Lewis.
Oh, the 80s were great. The sports, Huey Lewis and the News sports album is one of the, right now, 40 years later, underappreciated albums. And my wife and I, our first concert together was Huey Lewis and the News at Weed Sport Speedway in Weed Sport, New York. That's good music right there.
Are you going to the concert tonight?
Lionel Richie?
Lionel Richie?
Apparently not.
My apologies for not letting you know that I was going to put that out there publicly.
No, it's okay. You asked me, and I knew it was going out, but then when it went out, first thing I get, the way I found out it was out was a friend of mine said, well, Mac Powell from Third Day is going to be upset with you for not including them. I'm like, I was thinking about summer rock and roll.
Well, those were all good. They were all up-tempo, fun songs.
Yeah.
So, all right, Catherine, we have a couple minutes left. We can do this real quick. Okay, Roger.
This is pressure because so, I've never choked completely.
No, you usually.
You knock it out of the park.
Yeah, usually.
Taking the glasses off and closing the eyes.
Yeah.
Sensory underload.
Almost all of these, Commissioner, almost all of these are number one hits. So, and they're all from the 70s. And 80s, the last half of the 70s and 80s. I think you'll get every one of these. We won't put a timer on you. We'll give you a chance to play it out. So, Roger, let's go with the first one.
Hotel California.
Easy.
Eagles, yeah. Eagles at the Sphere was a great
experience.
Oh,
it had to be the best, yeah.
You don't have Glenn Frey, but their visuals, the Hotel California visual at the Sphere.
You have that skill.
By the way, Don Henley's birthday today, 79.
The voice is still remarkable.
Yeah, sir, yeah. All right, Roger, number two.
Born to Run, the boss.
Correct. That's two for two.
Oh, this guy's it's Fogerty, right?
I'll give you CCR. I'll give you that. Can you get the name of the song? Go ahead, keep playing it, Rog.
That'd be a good stadium song. Yeah. That's a good stadium song right there.
Think of this, Commissioner. It's obviously a topic of war and politics. Turn up, Rog. No, Roger.
I can quote you the lyrics, but I can't get to the chorus to give you the title.
Fortunate Son.
Yeah,
Fortunate Son.
Yeah.
It's okay. You got CCR. The next one, Roger.
Another stadium song.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it probably, I'm trying to think, what is it, an SEC team that uses this tray?
I would think that Auburn might.
If you're, it's Welcome.
Welcome to the Jungle.
You know it by the group?
By Guns N' Roses.
Very right. Correct. All right. Got you on that one. All right, Roger. This is going back to the 80s.
Oh, Duran Duran.
Very nice.
Duran Duran, I can see the video.
It's what I'm.
Don't tell me. Don't tell
me.
Okay. Is it Rio?
Nope.
Hungry Like a Wolf.
That is correct.
Boom.
That is correct. All right, next, Raj.
Jump by Van Halen.
Easy one.
Yeah.
Next.
Cars, Rick Ocasek.
Yep.
Listen to him.
Three words.
Yes, that's right. I love the fact that he took off his glasses.
I know.
He's serious.
There it is.
You got it.
I was going with that earlier. I gave you three words.
You did. You got it in.
I knew it was three words.
You got it in before they did it. I think we've got two more, Roger, three more. Go ahead.
Prince.
One word.
Yeah.
Just trying to help out here.
I know. That's right.
Some extra on my
right. All right, two more. One of my favorite bands of the 80s.
Hall and Oates.
Yep. Can you name the song?
What I want.
It was actually Roger and Step Brothers, right? When they go down and start to. You make my dreams come true.
Yeah,
that's right.
All I can think of is there's a line they have, but to become one, who is the one they become? That's all I can think of.
All right, last one. Here it is. What you got? Should be an easy one for you. I think. Maybe not. Maybe
no,
I just
it should be. It's Aerosmith.
That's correct. Yeah. That's correct.
Walk this way.
That's very good. Boom. Finish on a win. Finish on a win.
I was stuck on love in an elevator, which is not a good thing.
That's all right. Listen, I think the only one that stumped you, which one? Welcome to the Jungle. That was the only one.
Well, I couldn't get the Hall & Oates one.
Oh, yeah, the song.
I knew the band. Yeah. I could get part of it. Listen, get partial credit.
Outstanding
I'm
work.
Sweating too much. I have to go change clothes now because this is like pressure people.
No, well, you've done this every year with us since, I guess, 2015. So
I was definitely, you guys surprised me the first time, and I think I nailed it because I wasn't listening.
You did.
The kicker now, which is my excuse, is I listen to podcasts. So I'm coming here and thinking I need to be listening to more 80s on 8 or classic vinyl on Sirius XM.
Yeah, tough for being in front of Congress or David Basil right now.
Well, I'm out there publicly. I don't think I've sweated through my shirt walking through Congress.
Well, you're always a good sport, Greg. Thanks so much. We appreciate the time, and especially going back to your willingness to come to Little Rock, the touchdown.
Yeah, can we go back, like when you emailed me about the list of songs?
Yes.
He begins with, "Hey, I'm in Amsterdam."
That's right.
Oh,
I did.
He like asked me this question, and so I'm like, "What are you doing in Amsterdam?" asking me this question.
Yeah, right. You said it was the first. It was 2 o'clock in the morning, I think, when I sent it to you. I've never received an email from Amsterdam at 2 a.m.
He works all the time.
I was over there, and regrettably, it was the same time that Arkansas was playing in the World Series in softball, and so I'm up trying to watch the games at 2 o'clock in the morning, much to the chagrin of my girlfriend. When she couldn't find me at 2 o'clock in the morning, and you were so nice to send those that list. But thank you so much for your kindness and willingness.
Brother in Arms is another one of those underrated 80s albums.
Okay, look at you.
Dire Straits.
All right, listen. Well, again, that's your specialty, and 9 out of 10 is not bad. So you got. But I love the fact that we can put him under pressure.
No doubt.
Yeah,
he has more pressure of other things than that.
ZZ Top got me under pressure.
Look at that.
Didn't even play the tune.